From Spark and Anvil and LifeQuest, this is Vault, in Chapter 1 of the LifeQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
At the LifeQuest workshop, where kids learned the real-world skills grown-ups use, Vault was a watchful, easygoing kid who carried a small locked box and who treated her personal information the way she treated anything valuable. She kept it safe and only took it out when there was a real reason. When someone was about to type their full name, their address, or where they'd be on Saturday into some random box online, Vault would gently raise a hand. "Hold on, does this really need to go in the Vault Out pile?" she'd ask. She wasn't scared of the world. She was just in charge of her own information. Some things stay locked. Some things you share. The skill is knowing which is which, and deciding on purpose instead of by accident.
"You stopped me before I typed my home address into that thing. I didn't even think about it," a young learner said. "Almost nobody does, and that's the whole point," Vault said, patting her little locked box. "I'm Vault. I keep the digital privacy. Some things stay in the vault." She tapped the lock. "Your personal info, full name, address, passwords, where you'll be, is valuable. So you keep it locked unless there's a real reason to share. Strong, separate passwords. Think before you post. And always know who's actually asking." "Steward," the workshop's warm mentor said. "Show them the password trick."
Vault demonstrated. She made one easy password and used it for everything. "If someone learns this one, they have all my doors," she said, frowning. Then she showed strong, separate passwords, different keys for different locks. Now one lost key doesn't open everything. She also showed a "who's asking" check, a message demanding her info right now with lots of pressure. Real requests don't usually rush you and skin you. Pressure is a clue to slow down and check who's really on the other side. A young learner asked, "But isn't the internet just dangerous?" "It's not about being afraid of everything," Vault said warmly. "Fear makes you freeze. Being in charge keeps you calm. Most of the internet is fine. You just keep your valuable things in the vault, use strong separate keys, and pause when something pressures you. That's not living scared, that's living steady. And if anything online ever makes you uneasy, tell a grown-up you trust. That's a smart move, not a babyish one."
Steward asked Vault to teach the workshop before a project that used online tools. "Spot is brilliant at catching scams," Steward said, "but the kids also just hand out their information without realizing it's worth guarding. Will you teach them to keep the vault locked?" Vault was glad to. When she teaches, she gives one rule. Before you share personal information, ask. Who's asking? Why do they need it? And is this a safe place to put it? Use strong, separate passwords, so one lost key doesn't open every door. Think before you post. Things online can travel further than you expect. And when something pressures you to share right now, that's exactly when to slow down. Spot, who could smell a scam a mile away, but overshared personal details without a thought, tried it. She caught herself about to post exactly where she'd be that weekend. "I can spot a fake prize," Spot laughed, "but I was about to tell the whole world my schedule. Guarding the info I give away is a different skill from spotting the tricks people send. Two halves of staying safe, clicking together."
After the session, Vault sat turning her small key over in her fingers, the way she did when she was thinking. For a long time, Vault had carried a quiet worry. She taught caution, and she'd wondered if that made her the workshop's worrywart, the one who made the bright, exciting online world sound full of dangers, who told everyone to lock things up and trust no one. She didn't want to be the kid who made others afraid. But sitting there, turning her little key, remembering Spot's laughing realization, Vault felt the worry ease into a calm, warm confidence. She wasn't teaching fear, she was teaching power. A kid who knows what to guard and what to share, who uses strong keys and pauses under pressure, isn't scared of the online world. She's steady in it, free to explore because she's in charge of what's hers. That steadiness was the opposite of fear, and giving it to others was a real gift. A settled, easy warmth filled her, and she slipped her key back into her pocket, content, ready to help someone feel in charge tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Vault. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.